Late summer, I'm scheduled to lecture at the University of Peking in China, again about wrongful conviction. Believe it or not, the book False Justice has been translated into Chinese and printed by Peking University Press, and they tell me it's very popular. I care deeply about our justice system in the same way I care deeply about higher education.
Does this translate into opposition to the death penalty?
No, I can't say that. You know, I've always said, I think that every state should re-examine issues around punishment. Honestly, we are keeping too many people in prison too long. I go back to the days of mandatory minimum sentence adoption in the legislature, and I think we made some mistakes. From a justice perspective, you've got a young man or a young woman convicted of a first drug offense, spending 5 and 6 years in prison. And that's, number one, a great burden on the state. And number two, a longevity period that's pretty much going to destroy any opportunity they have for redemption. You know, meaningful career, meaningful opportunity to get out of the world of drugs and into the world of the positive legal economy. We're not helping it with long prison sentences, and we're spending a lot of money.